Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Country 106.7. Luke Bryan's roller coaster.
You it stop it over there, Polly. It's not that funny either.
No, I tried to do something you said to do, and it was the wrong thing. And I've only learned this morning because
it's not the wrong thing.
I trusted you. I listened to what you said.
This
I took what you said
so
as gospel.
Hurtful.
And for months now, I've been sitting here suffering in the frigid, crappy temperatures in this studio because Farwell said, stop playing with the thermometer. You're messing with it and it doesn't know how to be equalized.
I didn't say any of those
That's
things.
What you said. And so I stopped touching the thermometer because you told me it was broken. And look, just today out of desperation and because I wanted to live, I said, that's it. I'm gonna screw with this thermometer, and hallelujah, the heat started to blow.
First of all,
yes,
it's a thermostat.
Thermostat.
Secondly,
what did I call it?
A thermometer.
What's
but that's
the difference?
Fine. You're right. There's no difference.
Well, what is the difference? I know. I genuinely want to know what the difference between a thermometer or a thermostat.
A thermometer measures the actual temperature
outside.
Tells you what the temperature
outside?
Is. A thermostat.
Yeah.
Regulates the temperature.
Oh, I see. Because I think we could use a thermometer. It's the same temperature outside as it is in here.
If I may, before we get to people are crazy, I would just like to explain what Jennifer is going on about and what producer Polly finds so amusing, because Jennifer is just killing me in here now this morning. This studio has no heat, essentially. It's always extremely cold. And so every day for months on end, Jennifer mm-hmm. would dutifully get up, go to the thermostat, and increase the temperature to the point where the heat would start blowing, which it now has begun to do.
Oh, it's blowing and it feels good.
It does. It feels fantastic.
Right.
No question about it.
Okay.
But here's what's going to happen. And here's what kept happening all this time ago when she would do this. Then this heat will stop blowing.
Uh-huh.
And it will feel even colder than it did before she turned the heat on. And then she's going to sit there and she's going to start to complain again that it's too cold in here. Well, what do you want to do? You're going to turn the thermostat up even higher?
Yes, that's exactly
but
what I'm going to do.
And it's not going to work.
No, but what do you mean it's not going to work? It just worked right now.
Yes, it did now.
So what you're saying is you'd rather be freezing for 4 hours in a row than actually get a little bit of friggin' heat in between being freezing so that your boobs can thaw out for like 5 minutes.
I am simply saying that I wanted...
What did you want?
I wanted you to complain about it less because this is going to make you upset when this heat stops blowing.
Farwell.
Yes,
do you
Jennifer?
Know me? Everything makes me upset.
Okay, I know. I was trying so hard, but I get it. And I love the warmth that's blowing right now too. That's terrific.
Oh my goodness. It's like a gift from God himself.
It is.
Anyway, all I was saying is I tried to listen to you and it was ill-advised. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Usually you're chock full of good advice.
Okay, well, you just wait until, you know what? By 8:15 this morning, mark my words, she will be sitting over there complaining about how cold it is in here again.
But I would complain for 4 hours in a row before this. So a little bit of heat is better than none.
She says now. Okay.
Everybody who works in an office knows exactly what's happening. Because everybody has this fight, right? It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's too cold. Like, it's the never-ending battle between office mates and especially men and women.
I got you. I agree that it's freezing in here. It needs to be fixed.
No, actually, it's nice and warm right now because I fixed it.
You fixed it. Okay. Engineering, don't bother coming by the Country 106.7 studios this morning. We got this.
I think we should thank the people for like putting up with us and our constant spattiness.
Absolutely.
Thank you, people.
So much. And no, just thank you. You're right. Thank you.
Thank you, people. See, we agree. On the same page over here.
Yes, same page.
Minus 15 feels like minus 23, but not in here because I fixed the thermostatometer.
8:15.
I fixed it.
It's 7:46 right now. I'm going to record the time that she first says, it's effing freezing in here.
Get the beep button ready over there, Polly.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.